Yeah. 16 going on 17.
That was my, what's the statute in Illinois, Miles?
You know, I think you would know better than me because you had your way with several, several individuals. Right? All right.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, Static Radio is brought to you by Bob Lament Enterprises. Hey, for Christmas this year, Bob has three adult coloring books available. The first is BTK 123, the other is Ed Gein's Carousel, and the third one is The Unlucky Brown Starfish. Hey, everyone, this is Miles.
I don't know. What are you writing copy now?
Yeah. I thought it'd be funny. Do like a Shadow Stevens voice, you know. And...
Oh, okay. That wasn't Shadow Stevens at all.
No, I was driving around the other day and I thought, I don't know why I had this thought. I was thinking about Ed Gein for some reason.
And I go, thinking what about would be my funny? Boy Ed Gein, you know,
yeah.
Iowa serial like, killer extraordinaire.
Throwing in like kooky things, I go, Ed Gein's Carousel. I go, God, would that be morbid? Jesus.
It'd be a lot of skinned horses. And I think it would be, there's a traveling exhibit called like Body Science or something where they have like the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that body something or another. It'd be like that. I don't even know how that's thinking. Even legal, to be honest with you, that body show, because there's...
Oh, gross.
I stayed in Las Vegas one time, and they had a commercial for that on your key card. So every time I put my key card in my hotel room, I had to look at this guy's naked strip, you know, skin body.
No, hard pass.
Yeah, it was gross.
I'm just saying.
Can I get one with the, you know, topless showgirl instead, please?
They probably saw you like, this guy's not into that, so we'll just do that.
We'll give him the guy who's got no skin on. Yes.
Yeah. So if we ever do our found footage movie, let's do Ed Gein's Carousel.
Ed Gein's Carousel. There you go.
What would the song be
on Ed Gein's
Carousel? It's original.
Carousel?
It's original. I'm
Can
just
you
saying.
Use it?
You know,
does his victims get money if you make something?
They probably should.
Yeah.
They're deceased, but I mean their families.
The families,
could
yeah.
Like.
The families. What music would be played on Ed Gein's Carousel?
All right, you're getting a little too carried away with this now. I can see it.
I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, disturbed?
I haven't really thought of it.
I mean, what we got going on here?
Sure. I've met two of the dead members of Slipknot. Why not? Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. You're going to make this movie. You're going to have to think about this because when it goes round and
I'm
round,
saying,
with the entrails.
Everyone is always like, Miles, don't make that movie because it's already been made. You're just remaking Planet of the Apes or something. I'm like, oh, okay. But I go, who has done this, right?
Yeah, probably Rob
Nobody.
Zombie, to be honest with you.
It's completely original.
You
no one has
more
ever.
Human than human, and then have Ed
more
Gein.
Human than human.
So I am incredibly angry, yet incredibly thankful.
I got a boner in church.
Yeah, my salvation.
Yeah,
I was praying for a miracle, and I got one. No, I had to get a new refrigerator, which I'm pissed. You know, my refrigerator is not even 5 fucking years old.
Yeah. Oh, that's everything we own here. Yeah, it's all broken.
Yeah, it's the freezer stopped working. First of all, the freezer kind of worked. Let's put it that way. But what would happen was it would get too warm, and then it mm-hmm. would set off an alarm and it would be beeping. And so, but it would still kind of working, and but then it would just be beeping, and you'd have to go in there and hit a button to make it stop beeping. So in reality, we got a new refrigerator because it wouldn't shut the fuck up. I think this is a, trend with appliances that they make them beep, so that you are like, I just want to get rid of this refrigerator because it's making too much noise.
Beep, 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 beep.
We would be in the, my wife and I are watching, you know, television in the living room.
Porn.
She's like, you hear that? I'm like, what? She's like, the refrigerator is beeping again.
Hold on, pause 50 Shades. I'm hearing something. Oh, okay.
I was okay, just getting in the mood, and now it's ruined with this beeping.
Later, loser.
So I was just like, I can ignore it. That was me, because I'm so cheap. I would sit there and ignore the beeping for hours.
Right.
I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure it's beeping? That was my answer.
I'm in denial about its beeping.
And then, you know, and then so she has to go away. I'm working from home, and then she's texting me. Is that fridge beeping? No. No, it's not beeping.
What are you, Basil Fawlty, and that's the wife, like, you know, constantly, like, you know, away, like, you know, ringing him up.
That's right. Well, this is my day. This is my day. I'm like, and then, you know, I'm doing my work, and then I get text. It's like, is the fridge beeping? I'm like, no. And then she gets home, and she's like, you're telling me.
Oh,
this fridge didn't beep all day long. I'm like, yeah, didn't beep.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I wouldn't lie to you, hon. Wouldn't do it.
And then, of course, 2 seconds later, beep, 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 beep.
You lying son of a bitch.
So guess what happened? New refrigerator.
Well, someone opened up the old checkbook and ran out.
It wasn't me.
Got the world's best fridge.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the best fridge, but it certainly is a new fridge. And the old fridge, again, wasn't even 5 fucking years old. I had just replaced the door because the door stopped working.
Do you know
how in the world does a door stop working?
In the first year of any appliance, they say, what is it, close to a quarter of them are going to fail.
Do you work for the appliance companies?
I just happen to know this.
Well, it was, I bet you've been using brand names. It was a Frigidaire, and it was the biggest piece of shit that I've ever owned.
You know what you know what we buy? Dent and scratch. Yeah, that is what we buy for appliances.
AJ, what kind of fridge do you have? We have AJ here with us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What kind of fridge do you got, AJ?
I think it's one of those Samsung fridges.
That's what I got. We got a Samsung.
Oh, you're a fool. You're a fool.
Why?
No one will fix those. And there's no one here to fix those. No one has no idea how to fix those.
Well, it doesn't fucking matter because they just break and you get a new one. That's the whole point of it.
No, I know. That's it. Because if it breaks, there's no one here. There's no one for miles that even knows how the fuck to fix these things.
Well, that's because you live in Iowa. AJ, where are you at?
Hey.
Ohio.
Well, that's not any better, AJ.
What's brown at the ends and high in the middle.
Yeah, I think that
Ohio.
I think they changed their name. They're just like, what's high? Ohio.
Ohio.
Dave Chappelle lives in Ohio somewhere. I can't remember the name of the town, but you live near Dave Chappelle?
I have no clue. I didn't even know he lives in Ohio.
He does.
I thought he lived in the Carolinas, didn't he?
No, he lives in Ohio. Yeah. He's from Ohio. He lives in Ohio. Does he? Look it up. Google it.
Later. I'll do it later.
Anyway, he lives in Ohio. I'm telling you. Anyhow, these stupid refrigerators. So we get the new one. The only good thing about this whole experience, because I hate to spend money. I don't want to get a new refrigerator. I would just limp along with an old refrigerator for like years if I could.
Yeah.
was that the guys who delivered the new refrigerator and took away the old refrigerator, the best appliance, whatever, delivery people I've ever met. This never happens. Normally you get the guy who like pushes it off the back of the truck, you know, in the box. It lands, you know, cocked on the driveway, and then they drag it in with all the leaves and everything. These guys were, I don't know if you could be a certified appliance delivery person.
Yeah.
They were. They were fantastic. I want to tell you how good they were.
I
tipped them.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. I gave
them. That's called a man crush. Man crush.
These guys were a team, you know, and they did a really good job. One guy was unwrapping the new fridge out in the truck, and then the other guy came in and took all the handles off the old fridge so they wouldn't run into the door or anything. I mean, these guys were, I mean, I don't know who they were. I should have got their, if they had a card or something, and be like,
oh my God, this
every
guy.
Time.
Hey, you guys hungry?
I gave him a bottle of water, and I gave him this is gonna blow you away, Miles.
Not even
giving any
back rub. Back rub.
I gave him a 20 each.
Whoa! Wow!
AJ's his ears perked up on that. He's like, maybe I should.
I'm gonna become an appliance mover, like a. Appliance moving company.
If you do a good
apparently
job,
people just give you $20.
If you do a good job, I'm like, lunch is on us, guys. Boop boop.
Yeah,
boop. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was, yeah. And they were like, and that, I mean, even you can get lunch for $20 now, right? So, depending on where you go, I'm not saying go get drunk, but
unless you guys want to get drunk with me,
yeah, but. No, I was like, I couldn't believe, and they were nice. They were considerate. Everything that you normally don't ever get, you know what I mean? They took all the garbage away.
Wow.
I'm like,
one looked like Zac Efron, the other one looked like a young Kurt Russell. And,
no. No. They didn't look like that at all. But they were really nice guys. One guy was tall, one guy was short.
Uh-huh.
It was
uh-huh.
a whole thing. You're right. I was enamored with my appliance delivery people. Yes.
Oh, wow. Huh. All right. Well, yeah. There you go.
And you know what? They didn't use a dolly. You know what they did?
Really?
Yeah, exactly, AJ. This is a tip.
They took off their shirts.
No, I'm sure they were very strong because this refrigerator is not light. But
yeah.
They had this deal, like, they wore like a I don't know what you call it, like a, I'm trying to think.
Daisy Dukes?
No, they didn't wear Daisy Dukes. It was like this strap that they wore
like
across their shoulders. Yeah, a harness, and it was like a strap that then went underneath the refrigerator, and then the other guy hooked on to the other side, and they just walked it in like it floated.
Whoa. You ever see the 300?
Yeah. 300. This is Sparta.
Yes.
No, it was a big strap, and I'm like, how the hell these guys, how are they going to work this? And they did, like, and it was perfect.
They had like a strap on then.
Of sorts.
Of sorts, yeah.
A strap for the refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and he even tested, you know, made sure that they hooked up the water, tested the water, you know, thing, and gave us tips on the ice maker. And
Sounds like you were testing the waters too. Yeah.
I was totally enamored with these guys. I'm like, hey, bud.
Sounds like it.
This doesn't happen in this day and age. You just get these sloppy ass people that, like, you know, track shit all over the house. These guys, they're kings among appliance delivery people. You wish you would have had this experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I don't bust out and tip folks like this very often.
But that's the hardest part to believe. I mean, I believe all that, but then you like $20 each. I'm like, this guy is so tight with money. Holy cow.
What do you
like
think?
Maybe a fiver.
What do you think? Yeah, a fiver. What do you think, AJ, I should have tipped? 20, was that too much?
I don't know. If they did that good of a job, they didn't like let it hit every single step as they went up.
They did not. It didn't touch. It floated. It practically like hovered into my house into place.
Yeah, then I mean,
they didn't bang on anything. We have an island and it didn't hit the island. It was great.
Then
in the kitchen we have an island, yeah.
I would probably go 10, but
really? Because the whole point for me was they got to get lunch, and you know, and I'm not talking like extra value meal either. So,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, $10, and you can't get lunch for $10 anymore. Shit.
Yeah, no.
That, everybody, AJ looks like a young Chachi Arcola.
Scott Baio. He does. Yes, I was trying to think what he looks like.
AJ,
yeah,
do you? But you know who Scott Baio is?
Nope,
don't you?
No clue.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. Now he's, you know, kind of weird, but when he was young, he was cool.
It kind of looks like Francis from Stripes. A little bit.
Ever watch Stripes? That's an old movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Well, anyway, young Scott Baio, very good looking guy.
Yeah.
If you were delivering furniture like these other guys, I would have gave you $20 too.
Hey, let's go. Like I said, I'm going to become I'm going to work for, what is it?
Appliance delivery person.
Yeah.
Hey, if you do a good job, you know.
Do you wash
three
cars?
Guys, one truck or whatever?
Yeah, well, you have to come to my neighborhood, not Miles' neighborhood. In Miles' neighborhood, they, you know, he's not going to be tipping that high.
I don't tip delivery people, no.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? He's tight. He says, I'm tight. Holy Jesus.
No, I'm just poor. You're just tight. I mean, you know, if I had money, I would tip, you know, something.
He'd be like trying to get one guy to tip the other guy. That's how Miles is. Hey, you should give your buddy a fiver.
Hey, listen, buy one, get one free, Frosty, you guys.
Right. That's right.
You earned it.
I got this.
You earned it.
I got this punch card from Subway. For a free sandwich.
Yeah, something off the dollar menu.
Get you a foot-long cookie. I got a coupon. So what's up with you, Miles?
You know, I had to go out of town last week.
Really? And, you went out of town? Go figure.
And my son had some doctoring to do.
Okay.
And so I hitched a ride, I guess.
Now, was this another one of your ulterior motives where you're like, oh, I'll go with you, and then you're like,
no,
and then you're like, I'm going to, you know, Chuck's bar, who's used to be a Bears player, and I'm going to get his autograph for nothing.
Not to that level, no. I didn't go to that level, no. But I, excuse me. So the estimate was like, well, this is going to be a long thing. He had some testing and stuff to do. It's nothing to worry about. But they're like, well, you've probably got like 2 hours to kill. I'm like, oh, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what am I going to do for 2 hours? So I actually,
you got
like,
any other magazines? Did you say that in the waiting room? You got any other magazines?
Young Movers.
Is there a fertility clinic in this building that I could go visit?
No, come on. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I heard they got some good magazines at the fertility clinic.
Right? Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Hmm.
And, like, I slept for the first hour. I go, shit, you know, I'm up here, man. What? I should just do something. You know,
you
like,
slept in the waiting room?
No, I was in my car.
You slept?
So you slept in your car?
You slept in your car?
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to raise money to make, you know, people think I'm homeless or something. You know, I'd be like, hey.
I'm like, anybody walk by and like call the cops or break the window or anything?
No. It's weird because like the city, like everything is like new construction. Like some old farmer must have died. And like, you know, it's like everything is like completely new construction. You know what I'm saying? There's like no old buildings.
You're up there in the old shitmobile
sitting out, yeah, sitting outside, yeah, the parking lot.
You know, being a hustler. You know, and,
that's right. With hey, your Joe Buck license plate there.
And I'm like, well, shit, there's gonna be something to do. You know, god damn it. You know. So I was like driving around, and he's like, "Hey, that looks like an arcade. Like maybe I'll get one up on Bob again. You know how I screwed you out of that whole arcade thing a few weeks ago.
Yes, you screwed me out of the arcade. Yes, I was looking for it, and then you didn't. You ruined it.
And it was like, sorry, sir, it's not open. I'm like, oh.
So it really was there, but it just didn't open until later or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that won't be open for another month or two. I'm like,
fuck. Oh, okay. It's brand new. Gotcha.
So I can't scoop this bastard. Damn it. So there's like, I don't know my way around. So I'm like, well, maybe like a baseball card shop or something to do, you know, right?
Something I can easily palm and steal while they're looking the other way. Yeah.
I like to palm and steal, as you know. Yeah. And I like to pretend to be homeless. And so it's like, you know, come out to AJ's, you know, card shop. I'm like, oh, okay. Right. You know.
Did your shirt fit, or was it one of those high-rise shirts?
No, I actually had fitting clothes on. Yeah,
so oh, that's exactly. Good. That's good to hear.
And so I kind of glanced at the phone. I go, well, it seems pretty easy to find, right? You know, mm-hmm. you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going down this highway, and there's all these, like, not really mini malls, I guess, but we'll just call it that, mini malls, like, you know.
Okay.
And but they don't connect. You know, like the parking lots do not connect.
Oh, okay. So you had to go out and come back in.
Right. So if you went to the wrong one, you're like, oh, shit, oh, I have to go back out to the feeder road.
Couldn't you just walk?
I don't know. That was a lot of, yeah. I don't like to walk a lot.
I don't like to walk. I like to
sit in my car and...
Did you have like a bag of chips and there's like crumbs all over you and you're sleeping in the car?
Newspaper over my face.
You got like crumbs and you're drooling. People are walking by.
They're like looking like Homer Simpson sleeping.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. They're like, this and, place is going to hell. It's about like Ohio, for Christ's sake. Around.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, this is a shithole. Yeah. God. And all right, so I find it, right? I finally find it. Mm-hmm. It's not there.
Yeah. Oh, the car place, is it?
Yeah, it's like a two-story brick building, and obviously the upper story has got to be apartments, and below would be where the businesses are, but there's not really, like, any businesses there anymore. Right?
Right, yeah, I got you.
I'm like, Christ, it took me, like, 45 minutes to find this goddamn place. Jesus Christ, you know? Right? So yeah,
my God, you must have drove through 10 parking lots to get there.
I know, so stupid, right? So I'm like, you know, just to be an asshole, I start trying the doors to see if anyone's, you know, open or, and they're all locked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except I get to the last one.
Right.
It's unlocked.
Whoa.
I come in and it's like a, I don't know if it's a dry cleaning place or what it was. I think it was dry cleaning. I'm not sure. There's a lot of stuff hanging up and
mm-hmm.
could be a homeless person. I don't know. And I'm like, hey, anyone got any chips in here I could have? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, no, I didn't say it, but I was like, hey, and I hear this voice.
I just consumed a whole bag, a share bag of Lay's.
Anyone got Fago? I am thirsty.
Yeah.
I need some Yoo-Hoo. I'm thirsty.
And, I need a Yoo-Hoo.
No, I just wanted to, hey. I just wanted to confirm this because, you know, I wasted all this freaking gas. All this, you know,
just in parking lots alone, you wasted about 5 gas.
I know, right? Well, what's weird is like the feeder road goes right through this like mobile home park, so you actually have to go like into a mobile home park to get to the backside of these like little mini malls and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
This is fucked up.
What kind of town is this?
I don't know. This was not well thought out because you cannot get off like the main highway to get directly to where you need to go.
I think that instead of a trailer park, that was really like a brothel with palm reading. That was what that was.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know who thought of this, but it was weird. I'm like, okay. So I go on this, and there's like all these clothes hanging up and stuff like that. And there's kind of a front desk, you know. And I didn't want to go in too far because this had the whole like Silence of the Lambs vibe going. You know, like okay. Yeah.
What size are you?
Yeah. And so I'm like, hey, anyone here?
You must weigh 350. I swear to God.
Which size is your underwear?
Triple XL. What is it?
So I hear a woman's voice, you know, just a minute. You know, I'm like, oh, okay.
Did she really sing it like that?
Just a minute. It was Joanne Worley. Yeah, she came out. And,
okay, good deal.
No, it wasn't like that. But anyway, so I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm like, this is okay. I'm like, I shouldn't have come in here. It was stupid. I shouldn't have. And this lady comes out and she's got like a Marissa Tomei maybe with no makeup on, maybe in her hair pulled back.
You know, Marissa Tomei without no makeup is still pretty good looking.
Okay, yeah. Well, notch that down about five notches, and that came walking. And
I mean, you know, that's pretty high bar for.
So I'm like
Iowa, she's like, yeah? Convenience autograph store or whatever the hell it is.
I'm like, hey, I go. This is gonna sound crazy, but there's no baseball card shop here, or there's never was, or what? She goes, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the name on the outside?
I go, oh, well, there was no signs. There was no signs for this woman's business.
So,
I mean, she could have been a drug trafficker for all I know. I don't know.
What kind of business was this?
I mean, she's selling weed or something. I don't know what it was. I'm like, this is weird.
She's saying like it was a tanning salon and she just like held a flashlight over you or something while you laid naked.
Welcome to Akron. And
she's like, all I got is this million watt flashlight. I'll hold over you. We'll get
hold
you tanned up
boy.
Real good. Put your hands over your business.
Wiener.
You might get
so
well with, for you maybe you just need a couple fingers anyway. I don't want to hurt you.
You know, the funniest part about this is I do work at a tanning salon.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
But it's not like that, I swear.
Oh man. Oh. Do you clean up the stalls after they're done? Or, I mean, what do you...
You just hand out towels or what?
Like a jizz mopper? Or, I mean, what do you do?
Hey, what are you being mean to this guy for?
No, I don't know. He looks like one of my nephews. I break their balls all the time.
No, not a jizz mopper. Okay. There's flashlights.
Yeah.
No flashlights?
I don't just stand there. But... Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty chill job.
No, it's all right.
Towels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's getting the digits. Hey, mommy, what's up, man?
Yeah. Is there any hidden cameras anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, not in the beds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That'd be way too curvy. Yeah.
You're going to get yourself investigated.
Yeah. What town is that in again? Did you say?
You're gonna implicate yourself here.
Are you in Cahoga Falls or whatever that is?
Falls. No.
he's in Dayton.
Dayton.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You're by the Air Force thing. Okay.
Oh, way up north, huh? So finish up here, Miles. I got more questions.
Yeah, finish your story. I'm sorry.
I got more questions for AJ.
All right. So the exciting conclusion. Here we go. So she's like, no, don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. I go, well, I looked it up on my phone. She goes, oh, well, let me see your phone.
Uh-oh. You let her touch your phone?
I didn't want her to touch it. I wasn't going to give it to her. And
this guy with a phone?
Yeah. I never let anybody touch my phone.
And she got in real close to the personal space, you know. Like, I'm feeling like left teat into my arm, basically. I'm like,
That's your position. You're a left teat guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, left teat. Man, that's...
You're like, hey, baby.
That's weird. I just thought, you know, not today, you know, not with this raging ED problem. I go, no, not today. I cannot do it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It was just weird. It was like, oh, let me see that. Mm.
Did you ever figure out what the hell her business was?
I didn't want to. I wanted to leave. I'm like, this is getting weird, man. I'm like, this is like a poor man's, you know, dear penthouse thing going to happen. I'm like, oh, you know. Goodness.
Okay. So you, I don't know. You skedaddled? Is that what you're saying?
I skedaddled. My 2 hours was up. I went and got my son. Oh, okay. I came home. I showered for a while. And that was it.
Showered. I got. She gave me this special soap before mm-hmm. I left. Yeah.
No, I just don't usually have people, you know, grinding their teeth into my forearm. You know, I'm like,
go get a haircut for Christ's sake. They rub their.
Let me. AJ probably gets that every day where he works, but not me. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm an old gross. I'm an old gross guy. You know.
No kidding. You eat like, potato chips in a cot car.
I mean, falls usually asleep. You have to pay women to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay.
Usually, or yeah.
People who move appliances, whatever.
Yeah, sexy young men. It's
so appliances. So nothing. You didn't. Nothing else happened. You just you.
Got I wasted half a tank of gas. Elbow.
You got an elbow on a boob or what?
It's the yeah. No, I didn't. No, it's just a whole personal space issue. You know, it's just like, oh, okay, well.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You have you're like got your own personal bumper sticking out front to even get a foot, you know, a couple feet away from you, she's going to run into some soft tissue somewhere, for Christ's
sake. Yeah, that's true. Maybe she didn't realize her teat was that close to my arm. I don't know.
Was she a bosomy young lady?
All right, you know, doing all right. You know, why not? You know, I'm just thinking maybe she'd been working all day. And she's like, man, hey, you know what? The next guy that walks through that door.
Or maybe she's like, my tit really itches, but I can't itch it. So I'm going to rub it up against this guy with the potato chips all over his shirt.
Junior Samples just walk in. I was going to say.
So, AJ, do you have any kind of weird encounters or funny tanning salon Eats. Stories to talk about? Let's talk. Anybody ever leave a merkin in the tanning booth?
Or a skid mark?
No, nothing that crazy.
Oh, a snail trail?
Is there? Do you guys have like pube alert or anything like that in the tanning beds where people leave pubic hair? Or
no.
No? I mean,
but no. I haven't noticed anything.
And two people do it at once.
do you have a double to where you could, yeah.
Wait, that's like illegal?
Not like, I mean, tanning salon rules, you know, they're not supposed to do that.
What is the weight limit on one of those beds? Miles?
I'm about 300 pounds, you know.
What? Hey, him and that girl who was rubbing her teat against his elbow are going to have some fun.
Teat. Yeah, to be appropriate.
To be anatomically correct.
I might draw her.
You should draw her and send it over to me for the show art.
I gotta see if I can do this. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, AJ. Continue.
Go ahead, continue, sir. I'm sorry.
No, you're
continue.
Okay. You know, I haven't had any real weird, I guess, encounters, but like with somebody, but one time we had this girl in a actual tanning bed, and she was talking on the phone while in the tanning bed, mm-hmm. and she was talking about some weird stuff, like in front of everybody.
This older fella was rubbing himself against my teeth.
I want you to tell this story a lot slower, AJ. Okay, you just tell it a lot slower.
All right. So basically she was talking about how she was wearing a thong or something right in front of like everybody in the store, and mm-hmm. she just kept going on about her thong, and then go ahead.
You possibly get any credit card information on this?
Yeah. But
how much
it
cost a tan these days, by the way?
You know, just like single one-time visits are kind of cheap. Like, I think it's like $10 or something like that. So, I mean, it's a little expensive, but not too bad.
Does it come with free water or anything?
Yeah, it does.
Well, there you go. That's something, that's something right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good.
So, was she having a conversation, I guess? Or was she just talking
with,
out
like,
loud?
Somebody on the phone. And, like, everybody was out in the lobby waiting to use her bed. And, like, three people left after they heard that she was, like, in her thong in this tanning bed.
I've got raging diarrhea.
Yeah. Because I didn't even hear the whole story, like, what her phone call was. But, yeah, like, three people left.
You could have got three other customers, depending on what she looked like. I'm sure Miles would have loved to wallow around in her thong juice after she left. He would have gave you. He probably would have tipped you a 20.
Yeah, like don't clean up the snail trail yet. Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on there.
Hold on there, young buck. Hold on there.
We don't need to squirt this one down with any Purell. Yeah. I'll just take it as it is.
Yeah, I'll take it just the way it is.
Don't go changing.
I knew you were going to do that. God damn it.
So she was bare ass in the tanning bed.
Yeah.
See, now, whenever I was a young man like your age, AJ, I knew lots of women who tan naked.
Is that a no-no?
Yeah, that was his grandma.
But some people do that. I find it weird.
Do they put it? How do they do that? I mean, because you have to have the light bulbs on you. I mean, they're underneath the thing, right? It's lights, right?
Yeah, like
so you can't
like
put a towel down. You just got to lay on the. It's basically like Xerox in your butt. You're just on a platen.
Xerox in your butt.
You know what happens? It happens.
Yeah, I guess. So then,
after that, I mean, you got to squeegee that, don't you? You need to spray some alcohol.
Gross. No,
I actually did. I used two things of cleaner, two types of cleaner.
We have the vagina cleaner and the ass cleaner, and we use both.
What about spunk?
We use both and a whole lot of paper towels.
Yeah.
Now, the Weight Watchers group doesn't come in and tan, do they?
No. They should.
Oh, my goodness. So how do you get this job?
Just knowing people, I guess. You know, my mom knows the guy who owns the tanning salon. So
your mom goes to tan. She's like, AJ needs a place to hang out after school.
Yeah.
Make a few bucks.
Wait, he's not like 12 years old. Because don't get weird with this. Yeah, don't make this weird, man. I don't have no idea how old this guy is.
He's of working age.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? I mean,
I don't know. I have no idea what it means.
I don't know what that means.
We have child labor laws here in the States, don't we?
Maybe.
No answer to that one. Okay, thank you.
Uh-oh. Yeah. No, we do. I'm 18.
Are you a college age gentleman, AJ?
No, 18.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's close enough.
Thank goodness.
Basically.
Got out of that
gonna
one.
Be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, AJ, for stopping by and talking to us.
Yep.
And I'm going to close out the show, but hold on just a moment, okay?